Blog Talk Radio.
Morning or good evening, depending on where you're calling from. Welcome to Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. Tonight, we have with us Kimberly, who's going to be answering your questions or seeing if Divine Spirit has a message for you. We have quite a few people lined up tonight, callers calling in, so I just want everyone to be aware that we only have time tonight for one question or to see if there's a message for you. So I just wanted you to know that. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Producer Jane. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How are you today?
I'm just wonderful.
Great, great. Would you like to start out with the clearing prayer?
I would love to.
Okay, so if everybody that's in the queue or listening at home, if you would please, I'm going to say it, Kimberly's going to repeat. If you'll repeat with her out loud, that way we all know our energy fields are clear and we're ready to move forward. Okay, by the power and authority of Jesus,
by the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke. By the power of the God spark within me.
By the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using, tempting, or taunting me on any level of my being, be now evicted, released, and removed. And taken to a place where they can do no harm. Never to return. All energies of these be released. Removed and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal. And all similar energies projected upon me. Be now released, removed, and neutralized. Gently change all unhappiness, pain. Disease, dependency, addiction. Financial distress, relationship difficulties. And interfering ancestral energies. To divine love and divine healing light. Or leave. Remove all obstacles and blockages.
To our spiritual clarity and higher purpose. to our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprint upon my physical template.
Gently imprint upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming.
The perfect healthy programming.
For this present time and for my most evolved self.
For this present time and for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am to the highest frequency.
As I regenerate all that I am to the highest frequency.
Of love, prosperity.
Of love, prosperity.
Good health and my most sacred destiny.
Good health and my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Okay, everybody take three deep breaths. Before we jump into the first call, I just want to remind everybody that there's a little bit of a delay. And when Kimmy's getting guidance from Divine Spirit, it's best if you're a little quiet so she can get the message for you. Okay, you want to jump right in, Kim?
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello? Now I can.
Perfect.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hello?
May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Maribel.
Maribel. Okay, Maribel, you have a question for Kimmy?
Yeah, so I wanted to get a love reading because I do have an interest in a guy named Michael, but I'm just wondering if, like, I should even pursue him or if there's something else on the horizon.
Hi, Maribel. You know what? I'm getting a really hard yes that you should. That the divine timing is right now for this. Is there any reason why you feel like that you're not acting upon this?
Yeah, because me and him are friends at the moment. He kind of does his own thing. I'm doing my own thing. It's like I don't want to make it weird.
Is he attached to anybody else? I'm getting a no. Does he have any other, like, love interest to your knowledge right now?
Not that I know of.
And what about you? When was your last relationship? Can I please ask you about that?
That would have to be about maybe 2 years ago.
Okay, hold on a minute, please. Hold on. Yeah, I'm getting that you did a really good job at letting all of that go. And even when I say, should we cut cords and ties with that, I'm getting a no, you know, which is very unusual. You did a really good job at just being done with that and letting that all go. I don't know how you did that, but great job. I don't usually see it that way in people, but I am with you. Very good. Yeah, I'm getting, I'm getting like, full speed ahead. They're showing me the image that I get of the horses running around the track real fast. I think they're all good, and that was pretty short. So is there anything else you want to ask me in detail about this or anything?
Yeah, I mean, like, what is it that he wants in a partner? Like, because I'm not sure if, like, that's me.
Hold on, I'll look into that.
What's the best approach?
What comes up with this, no matter what I get, and have discovered this already, where you just want to be you no matter what the answer is to this, right? If your friend,
I'm guessing like what approach.
He loves you. Hold on, he loves you and likes you just for who you are. If you're friends with him already, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. More than anything, I'm getting that he wants to be able to relate to somebody intellectually, and have deep conversations. I call it making loving conversations. I've used that expression before, on this show. That's just how I say it. And I feel like he's able to do that with you. I feel like both of you do that already as friends. Is this true?
Yeah.
Right. So when you have that going on, I just want to say, don't ever lose that. I feel like this will work out, But slow, just slow, How often do you see him? Can I ask you that, in person, physically?
Oh, we don't see each other that often. He works like very long hours, and so it's hard to connect because he's also in a different state right now.
Here's what I'm getting before we cut you loose. I'm getting to maybe not make your feelings be known until you can see him in person and actually be there. So how far away does he live from you? When can you connect with him in person?
Probably around the end of January, maybe like early February. Because he lives just like maybe a couple hours away.
Okay, Maribel. You don't have to wait that long, really. It's January 5th. He's definitely worth the wait, and well worth it. You're not attached. He's not attached. You already have this thing that I love called making love in conversation, which to me is key to any relationship. And guess what? People that have been married for years don't even have that going on. So you already have this big plus, and that's what I call it. And I came up with that phrase all by myself, well, with divine spirit, I'm sure. But I just think it's great, and I wish you all the best. And I hope you call back and you let us know how this turns out. But please, divine spirit is saying, along with my guide, to do this in person. I don't know if you'll go for coffee or maybe have a glass of wine or go to dinner. That might be the time to just, when the moment's right, to just, it'll just happen. I feel like it'll just happen automatically.
Okay.
I love it.
Thank you so much for your insight.
And Michael's one of my favorite names, by the way, after an archangel. So there you go.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
So nice meeting you.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take care, Maribel. Thank you. Call us back. Let us know how it goes.
Will do.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Kimmy, I'm going to go right to the next caller, okay? And everybody
okay.
out there, realize there's a little bit of a delay. So, be aware of that. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, all. This is Cher from New York.
Cher from New York.
Oh, my
How
God.
Are you today?
Not bad. Just trying to see if I can get a message for 2022. It's just an angel message.
Hi, Sheil. How you doing? I talked to you way back in early spring or something, didn't I?
Yeah.
How did it go? Did you ever meet the girl?
I dated some people, but, you know, nothing serious yet. So, but, you know, time is fluid, so I'm still hopeful.
Okay, what's your question for today, my friend?
Just wanted any message for 2022, you know, in general, whatever you pick up. Is that good?
Okay, hold on. Give me a minute here.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been a little down on yourself recently. Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay. But guess what? Try to get your vibe up. You know, whether it's music or meditation, whatever it is, or going for walks, because like attracts like. So when you get your vibration up, you know, that's when you're going to attract what you deserve to come to you. I just don't understand the reason why you're like down in the dumps right now. Can you share?
What I did is I found out that, you know, some friends that were close to me, they didn't really have my best interest in heart. So what I did with New Year, I just got rid of everybody. So it was a little difficult to do, but I felt it was the best thing to do. So that was very disappointing when you think people have your best interest in heart and you realize they don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And that's already happened to me. I know. Okay, so I call that cleaning the closet. You clean the closet and now new people will come in. You know? But you know, it's time to just say shake that off. Did you do the clearing prayer with us when we started today's deal?
Say it again.
Did you say it out loud? Okay. Hold on. I still feel like you're affiliated with somebody that feels kind of negative that's bringing you down. It's a male.
Yeah,
relative or something?
That, I don't even talk to most of my family anymore. You know, they're not really nice people. So, you know, it's just, yeah. I'm surrounded by, yeah. It's family is just like, actually, you know, they've done so much damage. So I just had to like let go and move on, you know, and start my own family, so to speak. Yes, I'm not
okay,
surprised.
You know what? Let's do this. Will you repeat after me? Let's have Divine Spirit bring through a little invocation and just repeat after me. Just try to help with your energy, okay?
Okay.
You ready? When you pray, who do you pray to, Ashiel? Creator, Jesus, God, what do you say?
Well, I have trouble hearing you now.
When you pray, who do you pray to?
I pray to God. I have God, and okay. I pray to my mother, who's in spirit. You know, but sometimes I pray to Archangel Michael to help me.
Okay, we have Archangel Michael all around us today. Just repeat after me. By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of Almighty God.
Of Almighty God.
Archangel Michael.
Archangel Michael.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
With full permission.
For any and all.
Of any of all.
Negative entities or energies.
I lost you. I could barely hear that part.
Negative entities or energies.
Negative entities or energies.
Anything touching me or using me.
Anything touching me or using me.
Especially from my friends.
Especially from my friends.
Or relatives.
Or rather...
Or relatives.
Eradicate.
Our relatives.
Eradicate.
Take a breath. I release.
I release.
I now release.
I now release.
Any and all hurt.
Any and all hurt.
Sorrow.
Sorrow.
Disappointments.
Disappointment.
Anger.
Anger.
Fear.
Fear.
Negativity of any kind.
Negativity of any kind.
And all similar energies.
And similar energies.
Associated with these people.
Associated with these people.
That I let go.
And I let go.
I wish them all well.
I wish them all well.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
And Archangel Michael.
Archangel Michael.
I ask that you open new doors for me.
I ask that you to open new doors for me.
To meet new people.
To meet new people.
New friends.
New friends.
And a new love interest.
New love interest.
I ask for prosperity.
I ask for prosperity.
On all levels.
On all levels.
I deserve it.
I deserve it.
I'm worth it.
I'm worth it.
I'm a child of love and light.
I'm a child of loving light.
With great gratitude.
It's good to eradicate.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be done.
So be it done now.
So be done now.
Breathe deep 3 times. A shield will beat. 3 breaths. Another one. Archangel Michael standing right above you with his sword, you know, and he's going to look out for you. I can see him right above you. He's tall. Did you feel that, Ashiel?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is there anything else you want to ask me before we let you go here?
No. You know, I just wanted to, 22, so I guess I'll just have to stay hopeful and, you know.
Yes, you keep your vibe up, you know. Ashir,
yeah.
There's certain days where I have to do it too. I put my old school music on. I put, you know, I don't know if you know about the Tesla, T-E-S-L-A, Tesla frequency music on YouTube. Look it up. You can play that. It's good vibe. It's like sounds and tones. Put it on. Just put it on in the room with you. It'll make you feel better. Give it a try. You know, just the songs
no, actually,
that make you
I,
feel
actually,
good.
I do. I put my headphones on usually, like, you know, just black music, you know. But the reason I was laid down because this happened recently, you know what I mean? It's my New Year's resolution. I have to let them go. You know, so it was a little, you know, it gets
right.
A little lonely, but it's for the best that way, you know. Yeah. So I'm ready to start my own family, my new friends, and I'm open to receive all of them now.
Right. And expect it. Just expect
okay.
It and trust. And trust because
okay.
I know you're a good person. I've spoken
yeah.
with you before. You deserve
yeah.
nothing but the best. Hold on a minute. And guess what? When I muscle test, do you believe that? I get a yes, which is good. So
yeah,
you
I do.
Do know that you deserve it. Good. A lot of people don't, Ashiel. Very good.
Yeah. No,
okay,
dude,
have
that's
to
all
go
I,
to the next caller. What?
No, that's why I
go
let
ahead.
Them go because I realize I need them. They're not the best, so I let everybody go. So I'm just going to read everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ashiel. Call again.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
If anybody would like a private session with Kimberly, call her at 412-452-5905. All right, moving right along.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Amala.
Amala, how are you?
Yeah. Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you. So I have been doing a lot of shedding, especially in the last 2.5 months. It's like an awakening. I think it's just, it's an amazing feeling. And so because I feel really good about myself, I'm just wondering if and when you see me in a committed partnership coming in, when might that be or who, if you have any details on that, that'd be great.
Emily, happy New Year. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy New Year.
I spoke with you before in the spring, right?
Yes.
A few times. Spoken before, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you know what? Hold on. Give me a second. Let me just see what's going on here.
What was that?
Just give me a second. I'm zoning in
okay.
on you. Did you do the clearing prayer when we all did it?
Okay.
Did you do the clearing prayer when we all did it?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, just be quiet, please, for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I get. I get that you're blocking this still. And when I say, how is she blocking it, it's almost like you can't get your mind off of it. Each day, you're thinking about it too much. Let me talk. So it's almost like you have to, hold on, get your mind, do something else, find a hobby, get the whole love life thing out of your mind, just get it out of your mind. Or even say to yourself, you know what? Yes, almost like I tell yourself a fib. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take up knitting. I'm going to do some volunteer work. I'm going to work at the food bank. I'm going to go do something for 3 months, and I'm not going to think about finding a guy for 3 months. And just, like, get that out of your mind. Because you're wanting it too much. There's something there where it's blocking you. Go ahead. You talk now.
I'm sorry. I missed what you said the last part.
You're wanting it too much. You're focusing on it way too much. You're blocking it with your thoughts.
Yes, I heard that.
You're wanting it too much.
Okay.
And I picked this up, a few times with you, but today I said to Divine Spirit, my guides, how is she blocking this? Like, what is she doing? You're focusing way too much on it. You know how when somebody wants money and they're down to the last $5 and you're so desperate where you're saying, oh, my God, I'm down to my last $5 and you're panicking, what am I going to do? No. You trust it's going to come.
Okay.
I'm always taken care of. It's that same thing that you're doing it with meeting a guy. Do you understand?
Yes, I do understand. This is kind of related. You know what's been happening is that my boundaries have been tested, and it's like I know what I want, and it's like, you know, even with girlfriends, there's no loyalty, there's no honest, no, it doesn't feel like people value my friendship, because I value friendship tremendously, and I think that connects with the relationship. That's yes, I understand that I've been overthinking and I'm blocking it, but it just even seems like with even just friendships, it's like there's no even rapport with each other. It's just more like I always feel like I'm the one who's trying, and I'm actually changing that about myself. It's like if a person really wants to, you know, value you and be friends with you, they will. They'll make an effort. Right, it's not overly doing it, but they will try. It just seems like I'm always the one who's trying, so I actually stopped that habit in air quotes the last couple of months. It's been treating me well, but it's also the other part of it is like, okay, well, now I feel like I'm in a standstill mode, holding pattern because of that. I'm switching, I'm changing my patterning myself, that I'm not overly trying too hard. Which I was.
Okay, listen, stay in the holding pattern. Do that. Nothing wrong with that. I've been in a holding pattern. I know exactly what you mean when you say that. I love that expression because I use that same pattern, that same expression. But now is the time, raise your vibration. This is a good thing where you can do, you know, do some invocations. Get into, you know, your spirituality. Meditate. Read, you know, whatever it is. Now, I'm choosing spiritual because that's what I would do. Do what you would want to do. I know you're spiritual. Now is a great time to raise your vibration and your frequency.
Okay.
Do you understand? You're going to do this. You are. You've been working too hard, but you're wanting it too bad. You're holding on too tight.
you know, that money, the money example I gave you is the best example I could come up with. You know, the divine spirit brought through to just try to tell you this.
It's so true.
Okay.
It is very true. If I just relax about it and just, you know, go along my day and just do what I'm doing and just do other things, that would help a lot. And I just be more relaxed about it.
When it creeps in, just say to yourself, nope, taking a vacation. Not even going to think about meeting a guy. Taking a vacation, you know, and just say that. Say it.
Okay.
Say it out loud if you're by yourself. Say it in your mind and just stop that. And I'm not even going to tell you what's going to happen then. Just do it. Just do it, say it, and mean it.
May
I give it a try?
That sounds great. I will do that.
All right. Emma, surrender it up to God. Surrender it up.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. I think this is I've done the work. There's nothing else to do. Like, I definitely feel like there's really nothing else for me to do or work on or whatever. It's just, I know what I want. It's just a matter of, okay, I surrender, like you said. I love that word. Surrendering is an amazing word. I'm going to use that in my vocabulary from now on, for sure. Like, every day, every moment I can, I surrender.
Perfect.
And I give it to God.
Yeah, exactly.
I like
Anything
saying
else?
I give it to God, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Also good. Also good.
Yeah.
Kimmy,
do you
have anything else for Amala?
No, that's it. She needs to let go of even thinking about meeting the guy. She's wanting it way hanging on too tight there. It's damming up her flow.
She's got it.
That's
she's
true.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, let us know what happens.
I definitely feel like I'm actually going to start. I'm an author as well. So my new project that I'm thinking about is a children's book. So that'll get me out of my head, of course, and into my imagination. And I already have the story played out in my mind. It's just a matter of getting an illustrator and getting it done. It's like a kid's book from age 3 to 6. So I'm really excited about that. So I'm just going to concentrate on that and doing something fun and exciting that way. And I'm also teaching at the same time. I love teaching, so that's a great way to really get my feet in the ground and just, you know, keep on keeping on and just using my imagination at the same time. So, yeah, sounds great.
Okay, very good. You're going to do this, but just take a vacation from meeting the guy. Just take the three-month vacation. Just put it out. When it creeps in, just say, nope, taking a vacation. Cancel it out, you know? You have like 17 seconds to cancel it.
Okay. That's great. That's a great tip that you get. Thank you so very much. I love that. I'm taking a vacation and I surrender. Absolutely.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you so
much.
Happy New Year.
You too. Happy 22. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to jump right into the next caller. Okay, Kim?
Okay.
Perfect. Hello.
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 My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the call. Happy New Year to you both.
Same to you. Did you do the clearing prayer with us when we started today?
I did. Thank you so much. I really needed that. Thank you.
Okay, so what's your question? What do you want to know today?
My question is regarding my career. I am in a work environment that's not the healthiest. It's really toxic. And I know it's just time for me to move on. And I'm just wondering, how soon do you see something for my greater and higher good coming?
Okay, hold on a minute, please.
Okay.
Have you been looking?
Oh, God, yes. Yes. Yes.
What's coming through, I'm getting 2 months. Like March 15th, after March 15th, keeps coming in after March 15th. Yes, which is good.
Wonderful.
We're in this whole Mercury retrograde thing, and I don't want to get all into that, but
it's not as much to do all of that during this Mercury retrograde thing. So,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm getting
okay.
After March 15th. Hold on. Let me see if I get anything else. Did you say you're in Georgia?
Yes.
And I know this is a popular, they're showing me the peaches and all of that, but the peach tree, is that like the business district there?
Oh, my God. Everything is peach tree. Yeah, everything is, you have to ask. Is that Peachtree Street, Road, Northeast, Northwest? You
have to see
because...
Did you apply? Did you apply for anything on one of the streets that are Peachtree?
Possibly, yes. Actually, where I work now is on Peachtree, and there's so many. It is, yes, but I will keep that in mind when I'm looking, though.
Okay, well, here's what they're showing me. Well, wherever the job that's coming for after March 15th is around there. They're showing me a circle. So it's in the vicinity. So let's say that you're on your lunch hour. You're on your lunch hour and you're walking or you're shopping or you're going to get something to eat. It's almost like you're just going to pop in. And it might be during Mercury retrograde, which is fine. And you might say, oh, are you hiring? Or you're just going to... You know, like you'll just know that day that you're going to go in and apply there. That's just what I'm seeing. You're going to be, I see you dressed to the nines on this one particular day, and you're not going to plan it out. You're just going to go in, and you're going to go talk to them because it's always good to let them feel your energy in person, you know. And I see that this particular place is going to be the one that calls you. Hold on. Say the piece. Street, like the road, say it slow, like road, street. Can you say them for me?
Peachtree Street, Peachtree Road, Peachtree Drive, Peachtree Street Northeast, Northwest.
You know what? Don't hold me to it, but I'm getting a strong feeling when you say road. So I just want you to remember that. Are you on Peachtree Road often?
No, I don't live in the city. I live in Georgia, but I live in the suburbs, so I'd have to go into the city. And a lot of places are closed, but they're not in office because of COVID. So a lot of stuff is remote. Yeah.
Okay, but they're really, you know, showing me that circle around this peach tree. I thought you said that you work on one of the peach trees.
My
right
building,
now.
The company that I work for, the location here, based out of New York, but the Atlanta office is on Peachtree. But I work remote.
Okay, good. I understand that. Good. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
They're pointing. You can't hold me to this, but I'm getting like a 90% with this Peachtree Road. So I want you to remember that. So when you are downtown or if you're applying, pay attention. That doesn't mean that it's 100% that, but it's coming in strong. You know, I know all about it's because years ago I worked with a businessman who did a lot with the peach trees, and I was able to help him. That's how I know about this. So that's why it came into me like that. Okay, so good for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I truly appreciate this.
You're quite welcome.
Blessed to you both, and Happy New Year.
Happy New
Happy
Year.
New
Thanks
Year,
for calling.
Kay.
Let us know.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm moving right along, Kimmy. Right now we have two more on the board and 20 minutes left. I thought I'd let you know that, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
I'm doing good. I just had a couple of questions.
Okay, where are you from?
Long Island.
Oh, good. Did
yeah.
you do the clearing when we did
no,
it before
I didn't.
The show?
I didn't.
Okay, listen. If you wouldn't mind, we have a short version. Could you please do it with Jane, if you wouldn't mind, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, Suzanne, when you pray, who do you pray to or connect with? Jesus, God?
Jesus and God.
Okay, fantastic. If you'll repeat after me. By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of the most holy divine spirit.
Of the most holy divine spirit.
Jesus Christ and God.
Jesus Christ and God.
I now command and give full permission.
I now demand and give sole permission.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
For any and all.
For any and all.
Negative entities or energies.
All negative entities or energies.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any level.
On any level.
Layer or dimension.
Layer or dimension.
Of my being.
Of my being.
Be now released.
Be now released.
Removed and evicted.
Remove any what?
Evicted.
Evicted.
Never to return.
Never to return.
And take a little breath. Show all spaces.
Show all faces.
Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With golden crystalline energy.
With golden crystalline energy.
Of divine love.
Of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Aligning me.
Aligning me.
To my highest and best.
To my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And just take 3 deep breaths, Suzanne. Thank you.
Okay.
Good, Suzanne. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm going for a job interview Friday. I used to work at the place. It sounds promising. And it would start, I think, February 6th or 7th. I have to take off a half a day of work where I am at now. I just started. And then I'm trying to go on dates with guys. I'm looking for a loving relationship that's going to last and with a future.
Okay, so you want to know about the job first?
Yeah.
Hold on. And when's the job interview?
Friday.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting a hard yes that, you know, that they will end up offering you the job. Hold on a minute. They might not offer it right away. You know how they, you know, do this. They interview so many people, and sometimes you have to wait a week or two. Hold on. And I'm getting that it is for your highest and best to take this job if it is offered to you. So that's
all right. And what about love life?
Okay, what about love life? Hold on. I'm getting not till maybe. I'm not going to say you're not going to have any dates, and that's okay. We can go out and we can have fun, but to meet somebody real nice, and I say divine partner, I'm not seeing that until about a whole other year for you.
Well, that's a little bit too long, so I'll try.
You know, it's this whole, you know, divine timing thing, and sometimes, and that has to be, you know, right. Did you recently just get out of a relationship, Suzanne?
No, not at all. I've been single for a long time. Enough is enough. I'm definitely ready. I didn't get out of a relationship at all.
But, But when we're waiting for our divine partner, that person might be in a relationship and not quite available or ready yet for you. You know, and I know.
Oh, well, thank you. I understand. I got it.
Yeah. No, I know because, you know, I know. We get lonely and we want things to happen now. But I really feel like that when I say divine partner and, you know.
I can't maybe not ask psych because I have to believe in God and faith that he'll bring somebody sooner to me.
Well, good. Yeah, right. And maybe he will. Hopefully he does.
Well, thank you so much.
I thank you. Happy
Bye-bye.
New Year.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Suzanne. Take care. Okay, Kimberly, I'm going to go to what looks like our last caller. It's like perfect timing.
Okay,
thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, thank you, ladies, for taking my call.
And who's
How it? Are you?
Catherine? Good. I knew it was you, Catherine. I was just kind of kidding. How are you doing? It's been a little while. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a while. Good, thank you. Happy New Year. How have you ladies been?
Happy New Year. Great. What's going on?
I was wondering, please, if you could answer a question from my mom. She really wants to go to Italy, and I was wondering if you see it happening maybe in the summer.
Okay, hold on. Hi, Catherine. Happy New Year. Did you do the clearing prayer, you and your mom, when we started?
I did, yes. My mom.
Did your mom?
But yeah, I'm not sure if she heard all of it.
Okay,
but she's here.
Okay, hold on. This was supposed to happen in November. What happened?
I don't know. I guess, like, a lot of people called us mainly saying, like, don't come. You know, cases are really high here. She's still waiting on her settlement. I don't know. I guess a lot of things got in the way.
Wow. Because
I saw,
and I don't know what Mary Margaret, we're two different. Yeah, I'm not going to get into what Mary Margaret things were, but I know me, it was like November, and I'm really shocked to hear this. Hold on a minute. Let me see what's coming in with this.
Thank you so much.
Is there... Without getting into your business, is she the only one, don't say names or anything, is she the only one involved, like, in this deal? Or are there other people?
Yeah, no,
more
it's
other people.
A lot of other people.
Oh, okay. How many?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, yes.
If I had to guess, yes, it's a class action.
Oh. Let me check and see what's in there. Hold on a minute.
Thank you.
Hold on. Okay, when I muscle test this, I'm getting March. Catherine, I'm getting March.
Okay.
I'm getting March 2022, which isn't that far off. I'm just as shocked at this because this November, I remember this call. I talked to your mother a few times. It was November.
Yeah.
I thought she would have been in Italy by now. I thought about you guys a couple times. You know?
Aw, thank you.
Wow. It's almost like, how am I going to say this? Hold on. It's almost like I think some of the other people involved in this, I'm not liking the energy of it. I'll just say that. The whole thing I feel would be different if it was just like, you know, your mom and five other people, you know?
Right.
This is energy. Everything's energy. The chair you're sitting in, the couch you're sitting in, thoughts are energy. Everything's energy. And there's some not good energy associated with this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. It's like if you say what happened, Kim, that's what I feel like got in the way of this. It's almost like a negativity or a darkness.
I see. You know what's interesting? In November, they said, is when they had the trial.
So that was a big month
the
then.
Hearing.
They had the trial.
That was
okay.
A big month. Yes. The hearing, the trial, whatever it's called. I'm not good with, you know, legal stuff, but yeah, that's
she,
when they heard the case.
So does she have her own attorney or is there just one for the whole group?
Right, like a law group for the whole group.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Let me just see if I can get anything else with this.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm getting TC attorney you have, but is she calling him enough? I mean, is she making that phone call once a week, once in every other week, and just, you know, not being a pain in the butt, but just saying, like, how is it going, or is she doing that?
They really just have a website, and I do call and look at the website. You know, they just always say, oh, we're waiting on the judge, we're waiting on the judge, nothing new, waiting on the judge. That type of thing.
See, these class actions, they're a little more difficult than a private case, you know. I'm getting March 2022. That's what's coming in now. And I'm getting it strong. And that's what's coming in. And, you know, I hope that works out. Catherine, how's everything with your job? Weren't you going to make some changes? How did that go for you?
I'm still in the process of that. I'm finishing up writing an idea for a new project. I want to go forward with that. I was going to ask a gentleman, Jared, if he wants to work on it with me. Other than that, I'm looking for remote work jobs. I have like a few balls in the air, so to speak, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you have a question for me before we hang up?
Thank you. Do you see this project that I'm finishing up, you see me selling it to Jared or someone else?
Are you going to sell it to Jared or is he going to work for you? What's the question?
Sell it. If I could sell it to him, that would be great.
I'm getting yes, that you could sell it to him and he would like buy it. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, thank you.
So
thank you so
much. And just have your mother hang in there. You know, tell her I love her. And, you know, wow, I can't believe that didn't happen. But at least that you had to be around. Class actions are a little more difficult, you know, and there is some kind of negativity going on there.
Hi, all right. We love you very much.
How are you?
Hi,
Happy New
Year. I'm going to send a gift. I'm going to bring a gift from my valley to you.
I know. Listen. I'm getting March. Call your attorney every week or every other week and ask a nice question. Stay nice and just ask the question. Just say, how's it going? And make sure you touch base real nice. You know? Okay?
Yeah. Hey, listen, they're going to be big. I could buy a house over there near the water.
Yes. When it all goes through, all your dreams are going to come true with your Italy dreams, you know, but it's just getting
I'm right over there. I love you. I love you very much. I'm going to bring a nice gift to you. I'm right.
Okay. I love you too.
Happy New Year.
Okay, we have to get going. It's the end of the show.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless you both. Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless you. We're coming to Italy to visit, so let us know when you're all set up, okay?
When I get it, I'm going to call you. Are you welcome to come in? Believe me. I don't like
that. That would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Me too.
I enjoy them. They're great people.
Me too.
Well,
did you ever see an hour go by so fast?
No, I was just going to say that. How about perfect and divine timing, huh?
Yes, I always say divine timing.
Yes,
because
you do.
I thought we were going to do the Matrix Evolution. Is there still one call or we don't have time, huh?
No, that's it. That's us. They're on. That's just them listening in.
But I do want to be
guided to give your number out one more time. The number is 412-452-5905 if you would like a private session with Kimberly. And I would have to say it'll be well worth it. I know that from experience. So don't hesitate to give her a call. And look for us because we're going to be back on. We're going to try different times, maybe late in the evening for those of you in other countries or who aren't sleeping. We're going to try that maybe this week or next week. So get your questions ready for us. Anything else you'd like to say before we call it?
Well, I do. You know, I love talking about Mercury retrograde, my favorite subject. Just remember, you know, we're in that pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde. I believe it starts on January 14th. You don't want to sign any contracts or buy any electronics at this time. You know, old ex-lovers and things are going to pop out of the woodwork and maybe try to get you to, you know, get reacquainted with them. And are you going to pass the test or not? Are you going to, like, go back into that? Or are you going to be strong enough to say no, been there, done that, and keep, you know, going on your nice path for your highest and best and be strong, you know? So just be careful and know that it's Mercury retrograde trying to pull you back into the past, and we're not going to do that. We're moving forward, walking forward on our new path into the love, into the light, you know, with the divinity, with the divine. Yeah, and that's what we're going to do.
Can I ask a question? So old memories, will they be coming up as well?
Oh, exactly. Things from my childhood are popping up, all kinds of things, yeah. How about
so
you?
So you could clear them out? Yeah, so clear them away and maybe do the clearing prayer in that time to help you move forward?
Well, I did that. Here's what I've been saying, though, Jane. I say out loud, you know what? I dealt with you, and I can cancel the thought. If it's something I know that I dealt with, I just say, I dealt with that, and I just let it go.
Perfect. Thank you. And thank you very much.
If it's something I didn't deal with, I clear it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that was very, very interesting, and that kind of, you answered my question, so thank you. If it's just a thought, cancel it. If it's something that you,
yeah
perfect. Clear it out, right?
Yep.
All right, sounds fantastic. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and check the archives. There's many invocations and prayers, and check out some channeling too. Really good information there as well. Everybody have a fantastic evening. Happy New Year, and look for us. Sweet.
Thank you, producer
Jane.
Good night.
Haha. You're welcome. You're welcome. Good night. Thank you.
You are seen, you are heard, you are